In the second reading from Paul to the Thessalonians, he states there to them that he is a model for them to follow, because he wants to show them that he is imitating Christ. And since he's imitating Christ, he wants them also to imitate Christ. But I wonder here how many of us think that when people look at us, they see Christ in us. Now, we don't have to be perfect, but we have to try. Do people see Christ in us? Are we doing the things that we're supposed to? Like I said, none of us are perfect. We all have our characters, our idiosyncrasies, our behaviors and things like that. And like those who know Paul, Paul had a temper. But as time went by, he changed his way. He got a little more mellow. The thing is, if people see Christ in us, they will see the change that we show, that we make changes in our life to show others, you know, that we are following like Christ and we are examples for them to follow. And that's the idea that Paul wanted to, you know, display to them. Imitate me because I imitate Christ. And if you imitate Christ, you'll be doing what the Lord wants. In the gospel, he also says, it says here, "For I myself shall give you wisdom." Have you ever said something to someone and then thought to yourself, where did that come from? More often than not, it's the Holy Spirit guiding you, giving you the wisdom, the words you need to say. Don't worry about saying, well, you know, I haven't studied the Bible. I don't really know all my catechism or things like that. If you are sincere of heart, Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, will give you the words necessary when you talk to somebody about God, when you have to provide an answer. Also, in the last sentence of the gospel, it says, "By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." We have to persevere. Life is not going to be easy for us. We all have to carry our cross. Jesus carried his cross, and he was an example for us that in life, things are going to happen where we have to carry a cross. We can't give up. We can't be complaining to others and saying, well, the cross I have, I can't bear. But the thing is, offer your sufferings for others, and God will accept those offerings. There's a story about a man who saw himself walking in the desert carrying a cross. And he was walking for hours and hours, and he looked and he saw other people walking with cross. And he said to himself, boy, I wish this cross was a little lighter. And suddenly a saw appeared. So he cut off a foot on the bottom of the cross and began walking again. He said, well, this is a little lighter. But after a couple hours, he began to complain again. He said, boy, it's getting a little heavy again. I wish it was lighter. And the saw appeared again. So he cut off another foot on the bottom of the cross. He put it on. Oh, this is a lot lighter now. So after a couple of hours walking, he says, but this is getting heavy again. I wish it was lighter. And the saw appeared again. So he cut off another foot at the end of the cross. So he says, now, oh, I could go for days with this cross now, he said. So he starts walking. But he comes to a canyon. And he looks down, he's at a cliff, there's no way he'd go down a canyon up. Cross it, and he looks around, he sees some people who carry the cross, putting their cross, connecting one side of the canyon to the other. And they will cross over, pick up the cross, and keep on walking. But because he cut off several feet from his cross, it couldn't stretch along. He couldn't cross to the other side. He couldn't continue the journey. We have to persevere and be example for others that we have a faith in Christ, that we can carry our cross no matter what, that we are example for others that they can see Christ in us. And if we do that, like the last sentence says, and your perseverance will secure your lives. What that means, you'll find your path to heaven. Amen.